This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. No word from North Korea about the fate of a U.S. soldier who bolted across the heavily fortified border yesterday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Private Second Class Travis King is the first known American held in North Korea in nearly 5 years. He was due to leave South Korea for the U.S. Monday after being held in a prison for assault. Instead, King headed to the demilitarized zone as part of a tour group that included Sarah Leslie and others milling about.
And I suddenly noticed that there was a guy dressed in black running very, very fast.
She thought it was a joke.
Maybe he has a friend who's filming it for TikTok, and I just thought that was, you know, the stupidest thing on earth.
But King kept running.
One of the American soldiers shouted, "Get him."
They couldn't catch him. King crossed the border, and some observers say the North is unlikely to release him anytime soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United States Agency for International Development head Samantha Power held a news conference in Kyiv, and while there was asked by Flashpoint Ukraine correspondent Anna Shernikova how the world should respond to Russia's backing out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative.
This is not a time for countries to stand back and lament this development. This is a chance for them to come out publicly or, better yet, engage Russian diplomats on the cost of this decision for global food prices.
Power says that prior to Russian President Vladimir Putin and his decision to back away, world food prices were going down, and now they're rising again. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of Britain's MI6 agency has said British spies are already using artificial intelligence to hamper the supply of weapons to Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
In a rare public speech filmed by newsgroup Politico, MI6 chief Richard Moore also said Western spies will increasingly have to focus on tracking the harmful use of AI.
I expect that we will increasingly be tasked with obtaining intelligence on how hostile states are using AI in damaging, reckless and unethical ways.
Moore, who has previously warned that the West was falling behind rivals in the AI race, also said that MI6,
together with our allies, intends to win the race to master the ethical and safe use of AI.
But he said AI would not replace the need for human spies, arguing that the human factor will remain crucial in an era of rapidly evolving machine learning. Karen Chamas, London.
And the Biden administration is proposing new guidelines with the goal of preventing monopolies and protecting consumers. In remarks, President Biden says people are too often forced to pay more than they should for everything from food to rental cost.
Folks are tired of being played for suckers. They're just tired of being played for suckers. And it's about basic fairness.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the proposed guidelines respond to modern market realities. Republican lawmakers and some business group critics say that the Democratic president's efforts will lead to greater regulatory costs that leave the economy worse off. Firefighting aircraft and ground crews from other countries headed to Greece on Thursday to help battle wildfires that have intensified as a heat wave baked much of the southern Europe area and temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius. New evacuations were ordered Wednesday as wildfires raged near Athens. An around-the-clock battle to preserve forests, industrial facilities, and vacation homes. Evacuations continued for a third day, a Thursday, along a highway connecting the capital to the southern city. Israel's president sought to reassure the U.S. Congress about the state of Israel's democracy and the strength of the U.S.-Israel relationship. President Isaac Herzog's remarks Wednesday in a speech to Congress acknowledged intense and painful debate at home over actions of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline government. Herzog is the second Israeli president after his father to address Congress. His speech marks modern Israel's celebration of its 75th year, but his visit also exposes the difficulties Democrats face in balancing longstanding U.S. support for ally Israel with disapproval of some actions by Netanyahu's government, a coalition of ultra-nationalist and ultra-Orthodox parties. I'm